Blog Talk Radio.
Exercising to take your autonomy through mind control, corruption of your thoughts, and destruction of your soul. Brothers and sisters, this is Brother V. Welcome to another edition of a show I didn't think I'd do more than one called Marked, because too many people wanted to know if that thing was the thing. And I'm here to say, yes, it was. And you know what I'm in reference to. Welcome to the tribulation. I hope you are striving for endurance, enduring power. We're in a war. Battlefield is your mind, and it's a war for your soul. I'm not going to belabor the time because I want to play a clip and let the clip do the talking. But before I play the clip, let's go ahead and give context through precepts of what we're getting ready to listen to. Let's start with Revelation 13 and 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Some things are hidden in plain sight, and you refuse to believe it. Let me read one more precept. Daniel 2 and 43. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. I'm not going to say anything because this video with Hope and Tavon, sponsored by Rumble Dad Nonvaxxer 420 on Rumble, and I left a link within the description box, so you can go to that link in case you can't hear. I notice they're trying to scramble so that you can't hear when I'm doing the playback. Let's get right into it. Bear with me one second. One moment. Technical difficulties. There we go.
We think that a lot of the stories you might be hearing about the mark of the beast is going to be this tattoo that goes on from this Microsoft micro needle. We think that might be a bit of a distraction to make people believe that it's not quite happening yet, because it's already happening. It's in this vaccine.
Hey friends, welcome back. This is part two of my interview with Hope and Tavon. Please spread this information far and wide.
At this point in time, because these slides just came out, this stuff just came out recently, and it's the most shocking images we've seen to date. So we want to make sure that the average person, what they may not know is that the research required to find these substances in the COVID injections is not easy, and it involves great risk. Scientists have been threatened and censored in order to bring you these images. The following are the most recent findings by a team of scientists in New Zealand showing nanotechnology in the Pfizer shots. It is to date the most alarming photos we have seen. Within 24 hours, the website and videos have been censored off the internet. Luckily, an archive was created before they took it down, which is how we got these photos. So here is what they're saying is undeclared nanotech found in Pfizer shots by New Zealand scientists. Shapes and objects were found in the Pfizer shots after exposure to heat and time and EMF. These shapes self-assembled into microchip circuit boards.
And what you see here are basic, like, they started from, and when you look at the report, and we're going to have a link.
Yeah, it's all in the research notes on how.
It starts from very small, basic shapes of rectangles, squares, and circles floating within this sample. And then over time, the doctor, the scientist that had these samples, exposed. He actually put them in the car with him when he had to travel between two different sites.
Yeah, so some heat happened.
New Zealand was warm, it's hot at the time.
Right, and also EMF was around, so EMF waves were being beamed into the slides as well.
So he left them in the car, then he came back and put them back under the microscope, and he saw the samples start to form these more complex structures.
It was very, very startling.
So what you see is literally the most rudimentary building blocks on the left turn into something like what you see on the right here, which I don't even know the two below as well. These complicated structures grew or were grown by these smaller building blocks coming together and forming this network. And with the scale you're looking at, it's like, I ask myself, what kind of frequencies would interact at that scale? You're not just talking about microwaves anymore. You're talking about terahertz frequencies. You're talking about things that interact with light, both electromagnetism and light.
And Ricardo Delgado from La Quinta Columna did mention that it's the graphene oxide in the shots that is necessary to convert those frequencies from one frequency,
to the higher frequency
needed to form these self-assembling microchips that hold all these functions to control human beings. And
once again, if you go to the link, you'll be able to see the images that they're showing. It's showing that the liquid that's inside the vax is actually, once it's in a heated environment like body fluids, the chip starts to form and come together. And the graphene helps to produce signals. And you heard what she said in the very beginning. Hebrew Israelite teachers camps, they're blowing smoke screens to keep you confused and looking and distracting you, telling you that Neuralink or a tattoo or an actual chip is coming. If you listen to the other shows, they've been chipping people since the 50s and 60s. This is what was needed to provide a cyber-physical backbone, link you and connect you to quantum computing and track and trace you and control your thoughts. I'll continue. Didn't want to interrupt today. I'm going to let this speak for itself.
Monitor and track and trace.
I mean, well, I don't know what I'm looking at. Am I looking at a bunch of wave guides? Am I looking at something that's that and a microchip? It's like, what are we looking at here?
And the next slide is from the same experiment. And what is different here are with these pictures, these images show that the vaccine was mixed with human blood. So when the vaccine meets up with human blood, the white blood cells were annihilated and the red blood cells are heavily damaged. These images are like something out of a sci-fi movie. I mean,
by the way, these last two slides that we're showing you, all these images are taken in the dark field microscope method. That's why the background is dark. And they're probably shining the things that shine in UV or what have you.
Yeah, it allows you to see.
It allows you to see more clearly.
So these are the latest images that have been found in vaccines. We want to talk about the vaccinated humans are now emitting Bluetooth codes. So there's this phenomenon going on the internet right now. You can look up Bluetooth challenge videos. Normally, Bluetooth devices have a name on them. So if you go to your phone and you turn on your phone and you see like somebody's car Bluetooth or something, or it's
phone. You can pretty much tell what it is.
But what's happening is that now when you go into a crowded room full of vaccinated people, all these anonymous Bluetooth addresses start showing up on your phone, or they're anonymous MAC addresses, or a lot of them. So there's these Bluetooth videos that are popping up everywhere, and I put a whole bunch of them in the notes so you can see for yourself. People going on airplanes, and basically everybody's emitting a signal.
Everybody's taking an injection.
Yeah, and so here's an interesting experiment that was done in France. So a French research team stopped a random volunteers in a park. They separated them into groups of vaccinated and non-vaccinated. Then they were tested with their laptops Bluetooth, and the vaccinated were registering an unnamed MAC address as each were called near from the field. So there's a lot more videos on this if you want to check that out for yourselves. And yeah, we're going to start.
Tavon, let me ask you a question. What does that mean? In terms of a MAC address, does that mean Apple is part of this conspiracy?
No. The MAC is just a machine address code. It's all electronic hardware
pronounce this good enough, so I'm going to explain it. When it says MAC address, it's not referring to Apple's MAC. MAC is an acronym that stands for Media Access Control Number. So these people are emitting numbers off of their body. It's like when you try to pair your earphones or your speakers, you see that number. That's a MAC address. Now people, through bioconvergence, are emitting MAC addresses. So imagine people having to sit at a job, restaurant, a movie theater, or on an airplane around all of this radiation. I digress. Let's continue.
Yeah, especially ones that have some kind of wireless or internet capability, or even things like your speakers, they have a MAC address, so that they're identifiable wirelessly. It's a unique address only to that device that you bought. So it's a hexadecimal number. It has like letters and numbers behind it, and those string of letters and numbers identify that particular piece of hardware. And so you have billions of these all over the world. But that's only for electronic machines. So when people start emitting MAC addresses wirelessly, that on your cell phone, you can hit the pairing on your cell phone. What's going on there? How is it that this assembly or whatever is in their body is actually forming a string of letters and numbers that's a MAC address that's picked up wirelessly? And that's what people are saying.
So each vaccinated person is disseminating a separate, unique address.
Yes. As if they are like a laptop or some other electronic device that you'd buy from a store.
They're emitting a code.
So they are part of the Internet of Things. That is what this is.
They are now the wearable tech we talked about in a couple of shows ago is something that's in them.
So we think that a lot of the stories you might be hearing about the mark of the beast is going to be this tattoo that goes on from this Microsoft microneedle. We think that might be a bit of a distraction to make people believe that it's not quite happening yet, because it's already happening. It's in this vaccine. They're emitting codes that you can't buy or sell. You cannot buy or sell. We're getting towards that time, so we think they're already doing it. We're seeing evidence that it's already being done in human beings.
That's the point I made at the beginning of the show. You're listening to these camps, these truthers, these fake truthers, people that are paid off to make you keep looking to the left when it's already been done. The infrastructure is already in place to not be able to buy or sell. They just haven't closed the reins. Everything's in place. So what was in that vac was the scriptures we just read, Revelations 13, 16 all the way through. But the scripture in Daniel 2 and 43 says that it's not going to cling. It doesn't work. This transhumanism will not work. But I'll let Hope and Tavon, this is from Rumble, let them continue.
With that, we're tying in another component of these vaccines, and that's about gene editing and DNA collection, because that's another reason why they're rolling out the vaccine program. This is Hydra vulgaris, and this was found in the vaccine. I think the first time we saw this was Dr. Carrie Madej did something with Sue Peters to expose this, and then she did some more shows showing this as well. Mm-hmm. What a Hydra vulgaris is it's an actual organism that's in fresh water, but what these are that are in the vaccines, they're genetically modified Hydra vulgaris organisms. They've been found in the vaccines by Dr. Carrie Madej and Dr. Frank Zaleski. It was also found that dormant Hydra eggs contained in the vaccine become active, grow, and multiply when exposed to graphite tape or graphene, and graphene oxide acts as miracle grow.
So it's like a parasite that's in water. They put it inside the vax, and the eggs and larva was in the vax, which hatched inside of people. This is so demonic. And once it's around heat. So this parasite, which is a living organism inside of people now, not only are they radiated, it feeds off of the graphene that's emitting the radiation. I know this is a lot, but you're going to have to get exposed to science if you're going to endure to the end. So this Hydra is inside those that have taken this thing. for their so-called health. It's not a bacteria or virus. If you look at the screens, if you're watching online, you'll see some of the pictures I posted. There are no bacteria or viruses. There are exosomes. This stuff has to deal with these parasites. That's what we're dealing with, and these nanoparticulates. Let's continue to listen to them.
This is from a study, one of the studies showing the research done using hydras in the mRNA vaccines. So you can go look at that study to see what we're talking about. This is what this all means. Hydra equals losing our humanity. And I'm just going to put a quote up here. This is what God's order is. God makes things according to its kind. God made the beasts of the earth after their kind and the cattle after their kind and everything that creeps on the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good. But what these vaccine manufacturers are trying to do is make their own new species and change and edit our DNA. So this comes from the research of Dr. Ariana Love from Finland, and just kind of paraphrased a bunch of it. Hydra vulgaris is a freshwater organism that has been genetically modified that's being used in the vaccines to carry a variety of programmed synthetic gene sequences and messenger RNA and merge this with human DNA. This process is called transfection. Hmm. It is essentially the rewiring and control of the ancestral circuitry of human beings. In other words, the way God made
transfection, the rewiring and control, the DNA of human beings. So it's trying to synthesize it and change it. It's Daniel 2 and 43. Our parents and grandparents couldn't explain what Daniel 2 and 43 meant when it said iron and clay. This scientific terminology is helping you to better understand scripture. Listen to what that is again, transfection.
And messenger RNA and merge this with human. Are trying to do is make their own new species and change and edit our DNA. So this comes from the research of Dr. Ariana Love from Finland. And just kind of paraphrased a bunch of it. Hydra vulgaris is a freshwater organism that has been genetically modified that's being used in the vaccines to carry a variety of programmed synthetic gene sequences and messenger RNA and merge this with human DNA. This process is called transfection. It is essentially the rewiring and control of the ancestral circuitry of human beings. In other words, the way God made human beings, they're rewiring all of that. So these genetically modified hydras have been produced in a lab at the University of Kiev. They have been modified in many different ways to produce almost 200 different lines of hydras. Some of the hydra genes have been merged with different toxic bacteria and luciferase, and CRISPR-Cas9 technology is what they're using with these hydras to recode your DNA.
This is why, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of Yeshua HaMashiach. The people that you're entertaining that went and had this thing, you're trying to hold on to a memory of a person that's no longer there. DNA has been totally changed. And it's only going to get worse. And she's going to talk about payloads that are going to be released inside these people. So if I were you, I would just pray, endure, and strive, because there's not a whole lot you can do for a person that made a choice, made a decision outside of your choice or your decision. And just like we went through it for not doing it early on, we're going to go through it towards the end because we won't be able to buy or sell. And they'll be damned if they'll buy or sell anything for us. There's going to be a greater divide. Welcome to the tribulation.
Now, on the Hydra note here, I just wanted to put out some Hydra predictive programming, because this is a, if you go to this college website, this is the biology department of this college, and they have a whole section talking about hydras being used in their work. And on this one thing called the playing card, they have the hydras, and then at the bottom of it, it says, Hail Hydra. talking about unique abilities that the Hydra has. But Hail Hydra comes from the Marvel comics and the movies. So that's why we've got this predictive programming here. And so what is Hydra? Hydra from Marvel comics.
Right, so this particular was taken out of the Winter Soldier movie. You'll not see a group that used injections to reprogram humans, and it also had its main mad scientist brain connected to a super AI, or he became the AI.
So, as always, they tell you what they're going to...
Wait, yeah, I don't think you heard that. There was a movie called The Winter Soldier, a Marvel movie where, I think he said Russia, some people, anyway, they injected them with this evil Hydra to change their DNA so that they could be controlled. They could be controlled by artificial intelligence. So they told us what they were going to do in that movie that came out about 5 years ago, The Winter Soldier, or maybe 10 years ago. Amazing.
Ew, I
Let me
that
see
was
if I can hear that again.
The Marvel comics and the movies. So that's why we've got this predictive programming here. And so what is Hydra? Hydra from Marvel comics.
Right, so this particular was taken out of the Winter Soldier movie. The evil Nazi group that used injections to reprogram humans, and it also had its main mad scientist brain connected to a super AI, or he became the AI.
So, as always, they tell you what they're going to do. I thought that was very interesting. Some more of the technology that's been found in the vaccines recently are these. Fascinating. They're called microbubbles. We now know what they are. They're bubbles of graphene oxide found in COVID vaccines. There's actually a video of these moving, and you can see they kind of like lock and move together. You have these little connectors between them, so they're like these little machines. They were found by Dr. Sandra Bosa from South Africa while she was viewing one drop of COVID vaccine through a microscope. I think it was, I'm not sure which one she was looking at. It might have been Pfizer or Moderna, but what we do know about them is that they're microbeads, microspheres, microbubbles. They're also listed as an active ingredient in the Pfizer patent and in the Moderna patent. They're made from graphene oxide. They are coated with gold nanoparticles and are used for scaffolding new DNA-based tissues inside the human body. They interlink by electrodes and can self-replicate via electrical pulses. They are used to deliver drugs or a payload over a period of time, which can be over days, weeks, months, or years, as the Moderna patent specifies. And we put that clip right here where it says that in the Moderna patent. So people thinking, I got the shot, I'm fine, it's been a couple months. At what point is that microbubble going to release its payload into you? It could be years after you got the shot. So according to the Moderna patent, that's what they're saying.
You guys, let's just take a second to process this because, you know, I've tried to pipe down throughout this presentation because I'm familiar with a lot of this stuff, and I want you guys to really take us through it for the audience so everybody can really grasp what's going on here. Here's my question. How in the world did they think they were going to get away with this? What you're taking us through is so pits of hell, diabolical, anti-human, and now it's all coming out. Even though the mainstream media will not share the truth, and they're in on it, I do ask the question, how do they think they're going to get away with this?
You go first.
Okay. Well, I believe that it's literally brute force. They went the brute force method. Straight up coercion, buy out as many people as you can, change as many laws as you can, because that's the direction they've been going.
I also think that there's... this is just my own personal theory. I think that they have some kind of quota of how many people they want to get vaccinated because of the way these vaccines work, which is they pass from generation to generation. So if you get vaccinated, it's also changing the DNA of your eggs. So any children that you might have, if you can still have children, those kids are going to have those genetic traits. So they have a quota of how many people in the population they need to get these injections into in order to make the kind of change that they want. And I think that they kind of, they're like reaching that quota because it feels like they're rolling back a little bit as far as the mandates aren't working out in a lot of places. There's a lot of pushback and they seem to be lifting some restrictions. So I think it's a combination of both, brute force, and I don't know if they thought they were going to get away with it because, well, they just did it, and you can't unedit your genes once they've been sliced and diced like this.
That's
so
right. Well, they've declared war. They've declared war on humanity. So
yeah,
that's what we're talking about here. And one more aside, have you seen any of the video of these black-eyed babies and these toddlers that are performing, they're climbing up and down refrigerators as, you know, as babies?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, this is...
The video, I know. The videos you've seen.
I mean, and even then, it's like there's things I like to say, but I can't because I'm thinking about the parents of those kids. You know.
Have you seen the videos of what they're pulling out of autopsies?
Yes.
They're pulling these things out of people's bodies, and as grotesque as it is, you know, it's like it's hard to think about, but the coroner said he was one of the embalmers, and he said, I don't want to tell the family members what it is that I'm pulling out of their relative's body, because in many cases, it's like a husband and wife, and they both got the same injection, so he's basically telling the spouse, this is what's going to happen to you next. You know,
I empathize with that, because I have a friend at the gym where I work out who took both doses of Pfizer. He gave me his vaccine ID card with the vial numbers on it so that I could research for him if maybe he got a placebo or one of the more dangerous vials.
Yeah.
And he got one of the more dangerous vials, and I didn't have the heart to tell him.
Yeah.
What can you do? We can't help these people, and that's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to help people who have not succumbed to this evil, and we're trying to wake people up. And as it pertains to those babies that are doing things that babies ought not be doing and holding their heads up at day 8 and walking at 3 months, I said to my wife, because one of our vaccine-damaged sons had extreme ADHD throughout childhood, and he was more than a handful, trust me. And I said to my wife, what these parents are in for with these kids, with these babies that are climbing up and down refrigerators at 8 months, at a year old, I can't imagine. But this is transhumanism. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are things, I want to make sure that everybody doesn't think that it's all lost hope, because there are many things that you can do. Even if you have been vaccinated, it's not a completely lost hope. If you're in a position where you're willing to take on the information, because that's the hardest part. People don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about what's in those shots. I got the vaccine. I don't want to know. That's what we get from a lot of people that we know, love, and care about.
Yeah.
And we try to tell them, like, you know what they just found in that stuff? And that's the reason why your relative is sick. So, you know, there are things that can be done, and we're going to talk about those in a little bit. So we want people to have some hope, because there are people who have gotten the shots who are having luck with trying to, yes, detox some of it out of their body. You can detox some of it out of your body. And there's other things that you can do to try to mitigate the effects of what's going on here. If it gets down to the actual gene editing, we don't know. We just don't know at that level. But there are some things that you can do. So it is not a complete lost cause.
All right. Well, I know you have 12 or 13 slides left. So hopefully we can end on some good news for folks.
Absolutely. So, just still talking about the gene editing technology, we just wanted to pull this out that the big breakthrough, because gene editing technology has been around for a long time, but they were never actually able to successfully complete it through to a couple of generations until they had their big breakthrough moment, which is just months before anybody heard about anything going on in Wuhan, China. It was discovered for the first time they were able to get the technology to pass down genetic traits from mice to their offspring and their offspring's offspring. And that's from this article here from the UC San Diego researchers, first to use CRISPR-Cas9 to control genetic inheritance. So now that their CRISPR-Cas9 platform was ready, their Frankenstein creation was all ready, all they needed was a way to get this technology injected into every human on the planet. So enter the COVID pandemic and the COVID injections. So we think that all of that lines up. Now, we're talking about DNA collection. This is from one of our older shows, gosh, almost 2 years ago at this point, where we were talking about Operation Warp Speed Exposed. This is the vaccine czar, Moncef Slaoui. He was the one that was stating that they're going to be putting an incredibly precise pharmacovigilance surveillance system into every American who receives the Warp Speed vaccine, and that Google and Oracle have been awarded the defense contract to track and trace Americans who received the vaccine.
Right.
Again, just as a reminder, these are the big tech got the defense contract to collect DNA and track and trace every American who gets the COVID vaccine. This is the head of Alphabet or Google, who used to be married to Ann Wojcicki, the sister of Susan Wojcicki. And Ann Wojcicki ran a company called 23andMe, which was DNA collection, all about DNA collection. And so now we've got this breaking story, Sean. I don't know if you've heard of this yet, but this one company got busted signposts. They were caught selling at least 3 million DNA samples from the COVID PCR test swabs to third parties. So the real purpose of the PCR test is to collect your DNA. This DNA is used by third parties that are undisclosed. The DNA is then analyzed to collect data on humans and see results of gene editing.
Well, it's not just to collect the DNA for those of you who didn't get it, but the ones who got it, if they went, because the people who got the shots still go get these PCR tests. And what they're doing with that data is they're observing the effects of the shot inside these people and how fast they're accelerating and changing. And then did you hear Google, that you use every day, and Oracle won the Department of Defense contracts to be able to track the people who got the shot, the operating system inside of them. So they're actively monitoring you while you're holding your phone and observing you and checking the data, because they already have all the information of everybody who got this shot. People, you got to, like, if you're going to endure, you're going to have to wake up out of your slumber. You don't have the luxury of being lazy and nonchalant and eating fast food, smoking weed, playing video games, and jacking off. This is serious. It's a wrap. And you ask me, is this that?
From the CRISPR technology deployed in the injections. And just as a side note, and we'll have to go here in another show maybe, or it's a whole other thing, but all of this data from everybody's DNA that's being collected by all those PCR test swabs they're forcing you to take, all of that data is being run through the state of Israel. So we'll just park that right there, and you can think about what that probably means.
The master computer is in Israel, where they're having the bioconvergence conference and where their scientists have developed all these things that have taken place. Bioconvergence is another word for transhumanism. And so they have supercomputers that run underneath ground through the water, and all this information is carried, that it's being collected, the data, and it's sent to that central hub. So let's not be surprised what's going on now with the genocide over there, because they want Israel to be the capital for the New World Order and the world they're trying to create, because now they figure we have complete control, because these people thought they had the cold or had a flu, sneezing, coughing, and using hand sanitizer and wearing masks had nothing to do with any of that.
And we don't say things like that without having stuff to back that up. So again, everything's in the notes. Go check it out for yourself, and you'll see that what we're saying is true. So we're getting into trying to understand how people are getting sick. Like, if you've gotten sick or you've gotten the flu, why am I sick? Shedding transmission and protection. So expect flu-like symptoms from EMF pollution and shedding from vaccinated individuals. So the sets of symptoms branded as COVID are fever, headache, loss of taste and smell, achy joints, extremely fatigued, plus the other things that we showed you about EMF poisoning in the past lives, right? So we know that...
That's the effects of radiation poisoning. Everything they told you COVID, what you thought was a bacteria, was given in you. No, you're catching that from being around these people or people who've been vaccinated. Sense of smell, taste, flu-like symptoms, headaches, all that. It's the radiation poisoning.
Vaccinated people are getting sick because of the poison that's in the vials. But how are unvaccinated people getting sick, and what are they coming down with if there is no virus?
So we're looking at two different things here. We have the EMF pollution and radiation sickness. More 5G radiating the public. Generally on the planet, we have an increase of electromagnetic radiation. You know, these fields also go up and they bounce around, and the whole planet is radiating in these fields. Also, you have more satellite networks that have been launched in the past couple of years as well. So even if you're in a country that doesn't have the 5G, you have to look at to see what kind of satellite traffic is going on above you as well. That also increases the background radiation. And the second wave, the shedding or transmission from the vax, this is with one of our earlier presentations where we talked about studies and reports showing how that there's something, you know, there's something that's being spread from vax to unvax. Billions of people are vaccinated with nanotech that emit a signal that are adding to the radiation in the atmosphere. And as we now know, that study in combination with what we were talking about in the previous show, that was before the Bluetooth challenge.
Yeah.
But now we know for sure that signals indeed are being emitted from people who have been injected.
So like people, vaccinated people, are the new cell towers that are emitting radiation around you.
6G.
There's a couple of studies to back this up. Vaccinated people making the unvaccinated sick. So we covered shedding and transmission, as we said in our last shows, in depth. But we believe that the sickness is being transmitted from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated through on an energetic level. And we talked all about that via the morphogenic field. So be sure to check that out. As a reminder, we showed examples of how this works in our main presentation. And so we would just want to add to that that there's this documentation that shows that the knowledge and intent of the vaccine manufacturers was to promote the shedding of vaccination symptoms to the unvaccinated by the vaccinated. So this is from Johns Hopkins. It's self-spreading vaccines, also called self-disseminating vaccines. Dr. Lee Merritt talked about that as well. So they know that vaccinated people are going to spread sickness or symptoms to unvaccinated people. Something. They're spreading something to unvaccinated people. And also in the Pfizer documents, they admit that the experimental mRNA trial subjects are super spreaders who transmit disease to the unvaxxed. During Pfizer's clinical trials, it's cleverly termed occupational exposure. And this is an excellent interview with Karen Kingston on Greg Hunter talking all about that. And she goes through where the Pfizer patents say that. So let's talk about, there's two ways to protect yourself. The first one is to clean your environment, and the next one is to boost your immune system. So first we're going to talk about cleaning your environment from the toxic EMF radiation around you.
Okay, so since the transmission of sickness is happening through the morphogenic field, there are things you can do to clean the morphogenic field or to change and clean up the energy. Now, our Oregon products are based on scientific data that shows a unique way in which they work. Now, we use all kinds of minerals, shungite, iron oxide, steel, quartz, and brass powders to mix into an epoxy resin, a composite. Now, this process, when it's cured, it creates a piezoelectric effect, which passively pulses out the energy effects of these blended ingredients, creating a field called Oregon energy. Now, just shungite alone is used to clean up the EMF and nuclear radiation in Russia, and the blend of all of these ingredients is what creates this Oregon energy field that gently pulses out from the formed object. Now, the end result is a harmonizer that is able to transform harmful wireless fields from cell towers, smart meters, smartphones, internet router, and your television into more beneficial energy for you, your plants, and your pets.
This is how you can measure the effects of these products is through like blood cells. Blood samples are preserved for longer periods of time. That's why you feel so much better. It's like a fountain of youth for your blood. Orgone is used for pain relief, It really helps with that. The energy can also preserve fruits and vegetables for longer periods of time. There's better seed germination if you're growing plants and seeds, and also bigger yields in plants as well. You get a better night's sleep. It helps with as a sleep aid, and you can actually see the energy field form in frozen ice. So this is just some of the scientific documentation that we have on our website that shows how our products work and how you can measure them.
Can you guys zoom in on that orgone ice test? I just want people to understand this isn't woo-woo. This is actual science. These energy fields really do exist.
In fact, Sean,
right here, see that?
I mean, that image is a bit low res, but the before on the right is the control frozen ice without the pendant at the bottom. And on the left is where you have the pendant that was frozen at the bottom of the glass.
Yeah, an orgone pendant.
Now, this is a transparent test, but most recently on our website, especially in our pendant products, I have a new video repeating the test at a much higher resolution with a food coloring, blue food coloring dye.
Which really shows the
which
field.
Shows the field, shows the elongated air bubbles creating that three-dimensional star pattern.
Yeah.
Okay. Hope, are you wearing an orgone pendant right now? Is that what that is?
Yes, I am. And we have a few things we can hang. We can just go in front of the camera here real quick.
Can you just describe what that pendant is doing for you?
Effects and reactions. It's the same composite. It's the same item.
All the attack, if it's microscopic or it's invisible, it's all dealing with the invisible.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we showed you some of the products that we have here, and again,
crystals. Okay.
The fractal crystals already.
Yeah, I'm gonna pause right there because they're pushing their products, and you know, jury is still out on these different things, but we are being attacked by frequencies and radiation, and everything inside your body, every organ, has a certain frequency it vibrates on. And that's how they're winning the attack, because we don't pay attention to the power of our electromagnetic field emanating from our body, which is known as an aura, because we think that's satanic. It's not. You know, when you're in good spirits, when you're filled with the Ruach, you have a glow. You have a shine. Let me explain what I mean. When Moses came back from the top of the mountain gathering the Ten Commandments, the people begged him to cover his face because he shined. His glow was too great. The power of Yah upon him was too awesome. So this can happen with your connectivity to the Most High. And if you go to Blog Talk Radio, listen to the message I taught. I posted it here on Facebook, Yah's geofencing. Listen to that closely. And then there's also spiritual Iron Dome. I'm not going to say anything positive, negative about these crystals, but that's not my anchor, my primary source. But I can say that if there's something that can, you know, what we've done is we've turned our homes and our apartments into radiation tanks. That's why they've made everybody stay in their house. They can control, see you, x-ray you, control thoughts in your mind, and you are just like not getting vitamin D, fresh air, but you're being radiated to death while they're putting up optogenetics, new types of lights, and they're putting up 5G towers, and they were turning on the signal with new satellites. People were getting sick in their homes, killing their immune system. You can't just stay in your house. And that's why they keep doing this martial law stuff. So this is real. I'm going to cut it off there. I hope you've learned. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. If the Most High kept you from doing that, then know that you did not allow for them to try and put the mark inside you. As you have done it, based upon whatever reason you did, I would say repent. Get you some NAC or do some research. Go to Herbal Soul, RBALSOUL.com, or on Instagram. And maybe we can help you with some detox methods, different things that you can do to try to keep certain things at bay. Because right now, you're just fighting to keep your immune system functioning and perhaps stay alive a little bit longer. And that's just the truth of the matter. That's my time. Guards are mine. We're in a battle, people. One love.
corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul. An invention to distort the search. Propaganda and lies is a plague in our lives. How much more victimized before we realize, hey, it's mind control, mind control, corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul. For they practice what you preach, so they're always in your